helped attend them.
Okay.
But I think that was in relationship to helping the midwife.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Sort of an assistant to the midwife. Mm-hmm. Okay, I was wondering if you might have heard any of them called granny or granny woman or anything.
I have heard those terms, but I haven't been acquainted with them.
Okay. You were your wife's, what was your relationship to your wife as far as a term? She was your wife, you were her.
Husband, you mean?
Yeah, are there any other terms around that, around here for a husband that you know of?
Well, I don't know any more than like people call each other honey or sweetheart.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay. And you two were married. Do you know any other terms for people who are married? Any other expressions for being married that they might use around here?
I don't know of any.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've heard him say they got hitched.
Okay, yeah.
I've heard that.
It's one that sort of rang a bell when I was asking you that. I thought you might have heard of it. You go to church pretty regularly? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could you tell me some of the parts that you expect in a church service? What kind of things you expect to happen in a church service?
Yes. I expect people to come to the Lord.
Okay.
Now, I don't believe in pushing them in. Mm-hmm. I believe our church is, we don't have a role or a church list.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that you enter into our church by accepting God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's between you and God.
Okay.
And we don't get into kicking somebody out.
Okay.
Or we don't.
Is the service itself, is it made up of parts?
Well, we have Sunday school.
Okay.
And then preaching service.
Okay.
That's church service.
Do you have a period during which the pastor talks on it at sometimes great length? And if so, what is it called?
You're talking about a 25-minute sermon?
I don't know how long it is, but yeah, I was looking
for sermon. Are you going further than that?
No, I was looking for sermon. 25 minutes is probably long enough, but...
Personally, the best sermon for several sermons I believe I ever heard was a young night fella, and he had worked under, he went through college in Oregon, a church college there,
mm-hmm.
and he went with an evangelist, a very noted evangelist. I didn't know him, but he told me,
mm-hmm.
that worked in California,
mm-hmm.
and he got to spend about 3 months with him. And of course, he didn't draw anything for it, but just the education he got out of being involved.
An apprenticeship.
And he said that man was an excellent speaker. And he said that any time you preached more than 17 minutes, you started wasting your time.
That's it, huh?
And he preached short sermons, and I really enjoyed his sermons.
Good, huh?
But a lot of the people, man, they don't think they've had a sermon if it don't run 25, maybe 30 minutes.
Ah. Not the quantity.
Yeah. This man made the remark. He said that evangelist figured a sermon should last about 16, 17 minutes. He'd mm-hmm. sometimes vary, but mm-hmm. that was what he shot at and tried to stay with.
Mm-hmm.
And then he figured that if he sometimes would use about 2 minutes mm-hmm. to just kind of recap his highlights.
Sure. That's good. Yeah, I'm sure for them there's sort of a way you go about it. That's interesting. Would you happen to know the first four books of the New Testament?
No.
Off the top of your head?
But see, I didn't really get involved in what you would call serious church.
Okay.
Until about the time I was 18 or 20.
Okay.
My wife did. She could tell you everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, those are things I learned when I was a kid and when I was doing this. Mm-hmm. They're also called the Gospel. It's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Yeah, that's